What if I told you there was a way to solve your biggest practice challenges and connect with a thriving community all in one place? Well, the wait is over. The Best Practices Association app is here. Now available on the Apple Store and Google Play Store, this app is a way to get solutions in the palm of your hands. And the best part? It's 100% free to join. So don't wait. Download the Best Practices Association app now and start transforming the way you practice dentistry. Yo, yo, yo. Hey guys, welcome back to another awesome edition of the Best Practices Show podcast. It's Monday. And every Monday, we do a little something called Metric Mondays, a little bite-sized piece of information for you to use on the way to work or wherever you're going to improve your practice and your life. And do you know there's a metric, there's a number that shows us how strong your schedule, confirmation systems, and communication systems are, and how to set expectations with new patients? Well, that metric is new patient cancellation and no-show percentage. And today, I have my amazing co-host, Miranda Beeson, on the podcast to help you understand what it is and how to improve it. So please listen up. Hope you guys enjoy this, and we'll see you soon. Hey guys, welcome back to the Best Practices Show podcast. I feel like I'm shouting on Mondays. I don't want to shout at you guys. I'm just excited you're here because it's Monday. It's the beginning of a week, and I hope you're looking forward to this week because we are, because I have my co-host, my amazing partner in this process. Her name is Miranda Beeson, and we're here for Metric Mondays. Happy Monday, Miranda.
Hi, happy Monday. I'm so happy to be here with you.
Yeah, so... And I love this segment. I actually selfishly love it because I get to learn, and you guys are going to get to learn too, from an amazing coach, an amazing leader. And she's going to take us through a brand new way to look at new patients and cancellations and no-show percentages. So Miranda, where are we going today?
Well, we're taking another bite-sized look at some new patient metrics. That's the theme we've been on these last few weeks. And so today we're going to talk about new patient cancellations and no-show percentage. So this is very common in a lot of practices that we do all of this effort getting new patients to call, to schedule, and then we get super disappointed when they don't show up. And so it's really great to actually have data to help support or negate our feelings around, I feel like a lot of our new patients aren't showing up. So this metric actually measures the percentage of new patient appointments that are either canceled or missed without notice. So very similar to how we track traditional cancellations, we're just looking specifically at new patients and what happens with those appointments. And this data point is going to highlight the strength of your scheduling process, the confirmation or reminder process that you have in your office, how we are communicating with our patients, just measuring how well the team sets and maintains expectations with our new patients.
I love it. Now, these are often metrics that get overlooked. Most dentists are like, I don't need to worry about this. But you do need to worry about this because it has a very big impact on the practice. Miranda, let's go to the why. Why is this so important? How does it impact the practice?
Well, when we have a high cancellation or no-show rate, we are making a huge impact in a negative way on productivity. We're eroding productivity from the practice. We are wasting valuable chair time. We're blocking practice growth. So in many practices, new patients join the doctor first. That's a very common way that a new patient enters the practice. And in many practices, that's 90 minutes, sometimes 2 hours of time that is blocked for a new patient, especially if you're a comprehensive practice. And so if these new patients are not showing up or canceling last minute in a way in which we're not able to recover that time, this is open time that can be a huge financial risk to the practice. When the new patients don't show up, the practice loses not just that appointment and that productivity, but that potential for the long-term relationship with that new patient. And not only that relationship and referrals they might bring in the future, but also just future production that might bring. And depending on the type of practice that you have, that could be a significant amount of future production. So we definitely want to look at that cancellation rate. And if it is high, we'll talk later about what are some things we can do. It's telling us there's a problem. Now, if that cancellation rate is low, then that's telling us we have a pretty good new patient call strategy. We're probably having strong patient engagement. We're building trust on the phone. We're setting very clear expectations about the first visit, what to expect and what we expect of you, and that the team is creating commitment and value in those appointments as they're building them into the schedule. And when we build the value on the call, we use commitment language. We're going to reduce the risk of future cancellations. And then the other piece around this, and we'll talk about it as a way to combat it, is do you have a system for what you do when a new patient isn't confirmed and it's the day before? You know, they haven't sent in their paperwork. Do you have a way in which the team is managing that? Because if you do, you're probably going to have a pretty low new patient cancellation rate.
Yeah, I love this. And this is one of those metrics. Here's the cool part about it. You might be frustrated listening to this going, oh my gosh. But what's so cool, this is the cool part, is you can fix all of it. If you know this percentage, you know, you can actually diagnose where they're dropping off and what's happening. And you can also help develop team members to improve this percentage. It doesn't have to be perfect, but overnight, you'll start to see some dramatic transformation. I'll go to the other side of it too. Patient acquisition costs are off the charts now. You know, there's a lot of dentists trying to compete to be the best in an area, and you're just going to have to pay for that. And so when you talk about what it costs to get a new patient and get them to come to your office, that's an expensive route. Here's a cost-effective way, if you know this number, that you can start to diagnose and figure out what's happening. If you don't know what to do, I'm just going to say this. You need a coach. You need a coach like Miranda who will roll up her sleeves and just dig into it and go, I'm going to tell you what's going on here and I'm going to tell you how to fix it. It would save so much of your time. But like, let's say I'm a dentist listening to this, Miranda. I'm driving to work and it's not good. What do I need to do?
Well, there's definitely a couple of things you can do. And I want to highlight something that you just said really quickly is it's a double loss because you mentioned, you know, you're spending money and time investing in recruiting new patients into the practice. And then on top of that, we're costing the practice money and time by having that open chair time. If the patients are new patients are being seen in the doctor's schedule and your average production per hour is $500 or $700, and that's a 90 minute or two hour appointment. That's a whole, you know, crown's worth of production that we're losing in the time we could have had that new patient in the schedule. And hygiene, if your production per hour for hygiene is, say, $150 or $200, and we've just lost that 2 hours, that's $400 of hygiene production for that day that we can't recover. So you've already lost it in a way by the investment that you're not going to get a return on in the marketing that you're doing, and then you're losing it again by way of your production. So it is an incredibly important metric to look at. And there are a couple things you can do. So if you take a look at this and you say, I've never really paid attention to it before, we're going to start tracking this. It's a sidebar. You can also look at recaptured. I don't know how hard you work at recapturing new patients versus existing patients. If they didn't show up the first time, like, do we want them? But you can also capture that data. But how to impact it. So number one, just preframe the commitment language. Work with your administrative team on how are we managing these new patient phone calls in a way that we're communicating the value of the appointment and the expectations of respect for that time when we're scheduling. So you can use language like using the word reserve versus booking you. And you can use the doctor's name or the provider's name that you're reserving that time with. So, you know, we're reserving this time just for you, Sally. We're looking forward to meeting you. Dr. Awesome is going to give you their full undivided attention for the 90-minute visit when you come see us on Monday at 2 p.m. We can't wait to meet you. And that's very different than, great, we got you jotted down here in the books. We'll see you on Monday. Looking forward to it. There's just this different level of commitment language that we're using with those appointments. And we're making sure that they know that provider is going to be looking like you're reserving this time, but they're also reserving this time for you. And so it's a very specific way in which we're sharing that commitment. And then we can also talk about how we're reminding patients. So everyone needs reminders. I'm the queen of needing reminders for appointments. I actually just had an insurance guy call me the other day and he said, I'm just following up. I'm like, and you should definitely keep doing that because I haven't looked at what you sent me the other day yet, but keep me on your list. Please follow up with me. So yeah, we want to use multiple channels to remind new patients of their appointments. Text is great. That's probably the most responsive way that people respond now to appointment communication, email, personal calls. But in any way in which you're channeling those reminders, focus on the connection, not the automation. So every software that you use now to communicate with patients, you can automate, but you can usually customize those automations as well so that they are very personal and they sound personal. And honestly, if you're especially in a concierge style practice, if you're not seeing 80 new patients a week and you're seeing 10, I'd be using personal phone calls. I'd be reaching out. I know some of our doctors who are in some of these fee-for-service, more concierge-style practice, they're calling the patient the night before or the day before to do that final reminder call and giving that added level of commitment. And then lastly, like I mentioned, it's really important to look and say, within this new patient system, do we have it documented? Do we know what we do when a new patient is unconfirmed? If I'm the patient coordinator and we have this automated process, it goes out 2 weeks ahead, it goes out 5 days ahead, it goes out 3 days ahead, and they still haven't replied with that C or the one in their text message, and it's sitting there in the unconfirmed color in your practice management software, and it's tomorrow and it's a 2-hour block. What do we do? Do we just say like, man, hope they show up? Sadly, a lot of practices do. Or do we have a plan that says, okay, at 24 hours out, if we've already had these 3 automated reminders, we made a personal phone call and we got nothing back and we don't have paperwork yet, nothing's been submitted. Do we have a process of releasing that appointment? I love the idea of sending a text and leave a message that says, patient, we've tried to reach out multiple times. We were so looking forward to meeting you. Because we were unable to, you were unresponsive or we were unable to make a connection with you, we're going to release this appointment time. However, we'd love to hear back from you to find another time that we're sure you can commit to. And now we've contacted them in every way possible, but we've set ourselves up for the ability to recover that time. We're not waiting and going like, well, nothing we can do now. They're not here. And we can't call somebody in to fill this time in the moment. So I think it's good to build that in as part of your system.
Yeah, I'm so glad you said that because a lot of times we see people just add the text feature as an automation and say, let that take care of it. Well, now people are getting really good at deflecting texts, not responding to them. They get too many of them. And I think the bigger thing that you pointed to is creating value on the phone. Like I think it's, you use the word connection. It is so critical to make that connection on the phone. You might be thinking, well, people aren't on the phone anymore. No, like if you're going to do a high value service, I love a phone call. Like even a construction person saying, my name is George. I'm going to be there at 8 o'clock tomorrow. You and I are going to go through this. I'm looking forward to seeing you. Like I can appreciate that. And we have many doctors in the Act Dental Smile Source community that call new patients the night before, not necessarily talk to them, but they'll leave a message saying, I'm Dr. So-and-so. I'm really looking forward to seeing you tomorrow at 8 o'clock. You know, it's just that nice little touch. People often don't cancel on their friends. And while you don't know them really well, it's a great opportunity to build value for why you're crazy different than all the other offices in town, right?
Yes. And I think you made a really good point. They don't necessarily answer. And right. So you might say like, well, they don't even answer when I call. Why am I doing this? They get that message and they're like, holy cow, that wasn't the administrative team member or a virtual assistant. That was the doctor that just called me. And the number of times in my own experience, I've had patients come in and say like, did the doctor actually called me last night? I got that message and I couldn't believe it. And it's like, yeah, that's the type of care that and attention that you can expect to get here. The doctor genuinely cares about every single new patient. And that does set you apart from the places that you go as a patient where you're just kind of one of many. And the other thing that people will sometimes ask is like, wait, you've done this. You've actually released new patient appointments. Like, what if they show up? Well, here's the thing. 95, if not more percent of the time, they don't show up. They were never going to, and they don't. Guess when they do, which if it's happened to be one time, I remember sitting in the exact seat I was sitting in. And all I said was, you know, oh my goodness, Mrs. Jones, I have been trying to reach you for the last 2 weeks. Please take a minute. We did release your appointment. I sent you a text. I sent you an email about it. I left you a message. Can I confirm that I have the correct information? Maybe I wasn't sending that to your correct email. Do you have a preferred method of communication? And they usually pull it. You did not message me. And they pull it up and they go, yeah, I do actually have a message from you right here. And you're like, oh, okay, well, that's the right number then. Great. Let's just make sure all this is good to go. Let's find you another time. And they'll be fine with it. And it's going to happen one out of 99 times.
You are so good. You just took me from a hostile state of mind to, I really appreciate you, Miss Miranda.
And I'm going to be early next time.
Yeah, I think it's really correct. I know it's correct what you just said. Patients only want to remember what they can. And sometimes you got to call them on it and find out and say, hey, listen, let's find you another time. But we have rules here. You're going to have to respond to my text. What you really said was, we're going to get this right and we're going to do this over. And right. You're going to respond to my text now and you're going to show up on time. Let's try this again. We teach people how to treat us. We teach them how to behave. And you just taught us how to behave in your practice in a really nice way. So
yeah. Look
at that. So Miranda, bring us home. Give us some final thoughts on this very important metric.
Say it's just basic. If you aren't tracking it separate from your cancellation percentage and it's something that you feel really strongly about, you are focusing on your new patient process, you are trying to really hone in on the systems around that, like go ahead and start tracking it independently from overall cancellations and start to document what you're experiencing and how you're going to make some countermeasures if you notice that number isn't where you want it to be. Just applying a couple of these basic techniques around language and system.
So well said. 15 minutes, 17 seconds, bam, we did it. So, and again, the reason I call out the timestamp is like, we're getting feedback that you guys want shorter, to the point, usable, relevant.
And I have to work really, really hard to do that.
I have to work twice as hard as you.
How many times did you bite your tongue?
Probably three or four times. I wanted to ask you, like, what'd you have for lunch? How is your day going? Let's talk about what the weather, blah, blah, blah. But we're going to keep these on point because you guys keep showing up. The metrics are telling us. You guys like Metric Mondays. So it's Monday, and we're going to keep bringing them every Monday. So, Miranda, thank you so much. Stick around. We say goodbye to everybody else. But thank you guys for listening to Metric Mondays. I hope your week is a great one. And our goal is to deliver so much value, so much guidance, so much help in these podcasts that you feel better and you can use some of them. And if you're looking for more resources, join us at the Best Practices Association. We're building an entire ecosystem, community of all of this stuff. This is a podcast today. We covered a lot of the concepts, but if you go back in the Best Practices Associations, you're going to see tools, steps, language, and you're thinking, I don't have time to train my team. Well, back there, you do. You've got all the support you need. And if you don't want to do any of that, just get a coach. That's what we do. We'll send an amazing coach in your office and help you clean it up. Now, we won't do the work, but we're going to make you do it, and it'll be amazing. So make sure you reach out to us, and we'll help you. So until we see you guys next time, or you hear from us next time, keep watching or keep listening to the Best Practices Show. Enjoy your Monday. So there you have it. Another great episode. Hope you guys enjoyed it. And thank you for showing up. I just want to thank you for being here and sharing the good word with your friends. And if you're really enjoying the podcast, could you do me a favor? Could you go to wherever you consume the podcast and just give us a 4 or 5 star review? Here's what that does. It allows us to find other great people like you. I love this profession so much. I'm going to spend the rest of my professional life finding great information so that you can consume it and your friends can consume it so that you can create a better practice and a better life. So keep spreading the word and we will see you guys soon. Have a great day, everybody.